This is the reading for December 23rd. Zechariah chapter 10. Ask the Lord for rain during the springtime rains. The Lord is the one who makes the clouds. He sends the showers and gives everyone green fields. Idols tell lies. Fortune tellers see false visions and tell about false dreams. The comfort they give is worth nothing, so the people are like lost sheep. They are abused because there is no shepherd. The Lord says, I am angry at my shepherds, and I will punish the leaders. I, the Lord All-Powerful, care for my flock, the people of Judah. I will make them like my proud war horses. From Judah will come the cornerstone and the tent peg, the battle bow, and every ruler. Together they will be like soldiers marching to battle through muddy streets. The Lord is with them, so they will fight and defeat the horsemen. I will strengthen the people of Judah and save the people of Joseph. I will bring them back because I care about them. It will be as though I had never left them, because I am the Lord their God, and I will answer them. The people of Ephraim will be strong like soldiers. They will be glad as when they have drunk wine. Their children will see it and rejoice. They will be happy in the Lord. I will call my people and gather them together. I will save them, and they will grow in number as they grew in number before. I have scattered them among the nations, but in those faraway places they will remember me. They and their children will live and return. I will bring them back from the land of Egypt and gather them from Assyria. I will bring them to Gilead and Lebanon until there isn't enough room for them all. They will come through the Sea of Trouble. The waves of the sea will be calm, and the Nile River will dry up. I will defeat Assyria's pride and destroy Egypt's power over other countries. I will make my people strong, and they will live as I say, says the Lord.
Chapter 14.
I looked, and the Lamb was standing on Mount Zion. There were 144,000 people with him who had his name and his father's name written on their foreheads. Then I heard a sound from heaven like the noise of raging water and the noise of loud thunder. The sound I heard was like the music played by harpists. They were singing a new song in front of the throne, the four living creatures and the leaders. Only the 144,000 people who had been bought on earth could learn the song. These 144,000 virgins are pure. They follow the Lamb wherever he goes. They were bought from among humanity as the first ones offered to God and to the Lamb. They've never told a lie. They are blameless. I saw another angel flying overhead with the everlasting good news to spread to those who live on earth, to every nation, tribe, language, and people. The angel said in a loud voice, "Fear God and give him glory, because the time has come for him to judge. Worship the one who made heaven and earth, the sea and springs." Another angel, a second one, followed him and said, "Fallen, Babylon the Great has fallen. She has made all the nations drink the wine of her passionate sexual sins." Another angel, a third one, followed them and said in a loud voice, "Whoever worships the beast or its statue, whoever is branded on his forehead or on his hand, will drink the wine of God's fury, which has been poured unmixed into the cup of God's anger. Then he will be tortured by fiery sulfur in the presence of the holy angels and the Lamb. The smoke from their torture will go up forever and ever. There will be no rest day or night for those who worship the beast or its statue, or for anyone branded with its name." In this situation, God's holy people, who obey his commands and keep their faith in Jesus, need endurance. I heard a voice from heaven saying, "Write this. From now on, those who die believing in the Lord are blessed." "Yes," says the Spirit. "Let them rest from their hard work. What they have done goes with them." Then I looked, and there was a white cloud, and on the cloud sat someone who was like the Son of Man. He had a gold crown on his head and a sharp sickle in his hand. Another angel came out of the temple. He cried out in a loud voice to the one who sat on the cloud, "Swing your sickle and gather the harvest. The time has come to gather it, because the harvest on the earth is overripe." The one who sat on the cloud swung his sickle over the earth, and the harvesting of the earth was completed. Another angel came out of the temple in heaven. He too had a sharp sickle. Yet another angel came from the altar with authority over fire. This angel called out in a loud voice to the angel with the sharp sickle, "Swing your sickle and gather the bunches of grapes from the vine of the earth, because those grapes are ripe." The angel swung his sickle on the earth and gathered the grapes from the vine of the earth. He threw them into the winepress of God's anger. The grapes were trampled into the winepress outside the city. Blood flowed out of the winepress as high as a horse's bridle for 1,600 stadia.